This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He's the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, and more for the entire KUAF listening area. Good Thursday to you, sir.
Yeah, well, good morning also.
The Compass Report, which is the economic report that the City Wire puts together, has been released. And this time, is this the first time that you've also included Central Arkansas in the Compass Report?
Yes, well, in Northwest Arkansas and Central Arkansas, and you may have said that, but yes, we've added those two metro areas along with Fort Smith, and those are the three largest metro areas in the state. Their economic health is a good indicator of the state's economic health, and fortunately, this is one of those cases where two out of three ain't bad, I guess. Central Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas. And we give these a grade, and they had a B-minus grade, which means a C means you've remained flat compared to the same quarter of the previous year. And so Northwest Arkansas and Central Arkansas had economic gains over the year. Fort Smith had a C-minus grade, which means it fell a little bit from the previous year.
And that C-minus comes on the heels of a C-minus, I believe, for Fort Smith in the last quarter of 2011.
Right. I mean, you know, the Fort Smith, I mean, it's no surprise, the Fort Smith regional economy has just continued to struggle in pulling out of the recession. I mean, when they talk about a jobless recovery, Fort Smith area, unfortunately, is maybe the poster child for that. Now, the positives in the Fort Smith area, the one thing that keeps it from having a lower grade is that the sales tax collections and hospitality tax collections and even the hospitality sector continue to remain stable. The sales tax collections in the area have been up, and that, as everyone knows, is a good indicator of consumer spending. So if you're looking for a bright spot, it appears the consumers, the people in the region, haven't given up. In Northwest Arkansas, the primary growth drivers are the housing market has rebounded. In fact, Jeff Collins, our economist who compiles and provides the analysis on this data, his note was, and I'm quoting, "Much of the economic debris left over from the real estate implosion in Northwest Arkansas has been cleared away." And so you have the job growth that's affiliated with Walmart, and that includes them bringing some of their folks back from New York on the apparel side, the housing market recovering. You know, you have Crystal Bridges bringing in visitors, so that area is doing well. And then Central Arkansas, you have a lot of state government jobs and university jobs, so that creates some stability. And they've also seen gains in sales tax increases, so that's why they are moving forward.
So you can dive deeper, if you'd like, into the Compass reports for all three of the metro areas at thecitywire.com. Anything else in the Compass report that you want to mention?
Well, there is more data. I'm glad you brought that up. We have links. Our challenge with this report is we have so much, we gather so much economic data that it's somewhat hard to compress that into a practical use for just a layperson. So we tried to make it as simple as possible. We also provide several links to the full data in terms of numbers. We have a several page PDF of just narrative analysis of what the numbers mean, and then we have a little 10 page magazine that kind of puts it, even simplifies it maybe a little more if somebody just really wants a quick and dirty look at the numbers and what they mean.
All right, we'll move from an economic outlook to trash. the City Board of Directors had hoped at one point that everyone in Fort Smith would be on this automated trash pickup system, but that by the end of the year, and that doesn't look like it's going to happen at all.
No, it's not. And the background is back in 2006, the Fort Smith Board of Directors realized that to save money and to better utilize the landfill, the Fort Smith landfill, which is a unique asset for the Fort Smith area. There are communities all over the country that would love to have that, that they needed to automate the system. Not only did it save costs, but it created a safer work environment for the employees. There have been, in the past 6 years, 50 worker comp claims in the Department of Sanitation, all of those related to non-automated collection. There have been zero worker comp claims on the automation side. But a few older neighborhoods in Fort Smith, roughly about 4,000 homes out of about 28,000, decided they didn't want it. They didn't like it, didn't fit their neighborhood, they had narrow alleys, that type of thing. But the Department of Sanitation had a response for each one of those. We can get it. They have what's called a hot shot or a troubleshooter program. But for reasons that still I don't understand, the city board, in a 4-3 vote, decided to leave those non-automated. So it's eventually going to increase cost. And that's another thing. Every three, up until 2007, Kyle, every 3 years, roughly every 3 years, there was a sanitation fee increase. Mm-hmm. Since 2007, because they've been automating the system, there's been no increase. For 5 years, there's been no sanitation increase. You find me anything that it's in the private or public sector where there's been no increase for 5 years. And, in fact, they were thinking about lowering. Once they fully automated, they were going to lower by about $1 the rate. But with this non-automation, I'm puzzled. I always try to be as biased as possible on these, Kyle, because 95%, typically 95% of issues before a governing board, you can see both sides. You can understand the reasoning. This one is just, it's mystifying why they would halt what has been a very successful automation program for a minority of voices.
Well, it's been an interesting past 12 months, to say the least, for the City Board of Directors in Fort Smith, and now the ballot, at least the names are set, who will be on the ballot for municipal races in Fort Smith. We don't know the order yet. That happens tomorrow when they draw for the order on the ballot. Any thoughts about the races for Board of Directors?
Well, it will be interesting. I know that two of the people that led the effort against the city to get the 1% prepared food tax knocked off have entered the race. That's Liz Armstrong and a gentleman named Matthew Garner. That event motivated them, I guess, to get involved in municipal politics. And then there's also another race. We'll have at least, the takeaway, Kyle, is we'll have at least two new faces on the board in January. City Director Hutchings is not running, nor is City Director Steve Tyler. So those two posts will be open. And the only incumbent that will make it back is City Director Andre Good. He received no opposition. So we'll have a primary on August 14th for Ward 1 because we have three candidates there, but this will be somewhat of a more interesting municipal race because of there's still a connection back to that 1% prepared food tax battle.
You can find out more at thecitywire.com. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. You can also see him twice each weekend on 5 News, Saturday morning at 8, Sunday morning at 6 on the City Wire show. Michael, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I don't know how you say all that and not get tongue-tied. But
practice, I guess.
All right.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.